Utahns are stepping up support for the Standing Rock Sioux. They're mobilizing as pipeline opponents face a deadline Monday to evacuate their protest camps. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
A Utah lawmaker has introduced what's described as the first state-level resolution calling for a halt to pipeline construction. State Representative Angela Romero is a Salt Lake City Democrat with family ties to the Sioux Nation. Romero hopes the message of pushing back against a heavy-handed federal government will resonate in a state capital filled with conservatives.
When we talk about religious liberties, when we talk about public land, whose voice is more important, you know?
Yeah. The last time that I went to a direct action, we did
at a coffee shop nearby in Salt Lake City, more than a dozen supporters are planning a weekend caravan that would bypass roadblocks to the Standing Rock protest camp.
Something that will cover your mouth and nose so you don't inhale, because I don't know if you guys ever been maced or been near mace. That stuff is painful.
Carol Surveyor is prepared to brave cold and escalating tension to join the resistance. She's a member of the Navajo's Born for Water clan, and her father comes from Utah's Monument Valley, where uranium mining contaminated drinking water decades ago.
This is not just a Native issue. It stands for human rights, civil rights, environmental racism.
Moroni Benali is organizing the caravan. He says the fight at Standing Rock is not only about the Sioux, but about all 566 federally recognized tribes.
And so we don't see this as allies. We see this as it is happening to us. I mean, there are times that I've wept watching this unfold and seeing the erasure of my people online. Sorry. And it hurts.
Benali told the caravan planners that history is being made.
What will happen, I mean, what's happening now, but especially on the 5th, is an incredibly, will be a watershed moment in American history. And it's fantastic.
Judy Fays, KUER News.